This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States continue converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages across the U.S. at an unrelenting pace, and the confirmed deaths still surpass 250,000. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, nearly 77,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. Newly confirmed infections per day in the U.S. have exploded more than 80% over the past 2 weeks to the highest levels on record. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said that Wednesday results also show it appears safe and protects older people most at risk from dying from COVID-19. It is the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as all the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office. The Pentagon made the announcement Tuesday, stopping short of the complete withdrawal Mr. Trump threatened to carry out by Christmas. Mr. Trump's decision to limit himself to a partial withdrawal was first reported by Reuters Monday, and he has triggered warnings from critics who say it will undermine security and hurt fragile things. This is VOA News. A shocking military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Defense Force Chief General Angus Campbell says the shameful record, including alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill, in a practice known as blooding. The chief was announcing the findings of a four-year investigation by Paul Brereton, a judge who interviewed more than 400 witnesses and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. Campbell said he is unreservedly apologizing to the Afghan people. Democrats have nominated Nancy Pelosi once again to lead into the Biden era. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
House Democrats nominated California's Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker for the next 2 years in a virtual meeting Wednesday. Pelosi, who became the first woman to be Speaker in 2007, was nominated by acclamation. The Democrats also reelected Maryland's Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader and South Carolina's Jim Clyburn as the number three Democratic leader. All three were unopposed. After losing at least 10 incumbents in this month's elections, Democrats will have a House majority of about 222 to 213, the smallest advantage in two decades. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's victory is shifting toward election boards that certify the vote count. The battle is centered in the battleground states that seal Biden's win. Local officials say the moves don't reflect a coordinated effort, but instead seem to be inspired by Mr. Trump's rhetoric about fraud as state and federal courts push aside legal challenges filed by Trump and others. The devastation caused by Hurricane Iota is becoming clear as communications are restored after the second Category 4 hurricane in 2 weeks to blast Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. The official death toll rose to 16 in Nicaragua, with victims swept away by swollen rivers or buried in landslides. Iota struck Monday evening as a Category 4 hurricane, hitting nearly the same locations as Hurricane Eta 2 weeks earlier. By early Wednesday, Iota had dissipated over El Salvador, but the storm's torrential rains still remain a threat. Find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.